If you have children or grandchildren in our public schools, get ready for the next great curriculum shift. Our schools are about to change again, and this change may be for the better, except for one glaring omission. The new approach is based on a set of standards that will replace No Child Left Behind, President George Bush's contribution to American education. In the near future, we will have standards called the Common Core State Standards, the collective efforts of 46 states to establish a national set of academic benchmarks. By 2014, teaching approaches in our schools will have changed focus, with comprehension taking precedence over deciphering, and depth of mathematical understanding replacing broad coverage. All of this has rightly excited educators. Yet the loser in all this hoopla is the same topic that was the loser under No Child Left Behind. In reality, we do need students to read carefully and well, and we need to provide students a deeper understanding of mathematical concepts. The question is, why do we need such understandings? And the answer must be larger than simply economic progress. If we can't go deeper than this, then what distinguishes our American schools from those in Venezuela or China or Iran? Schools in those countries focus on student academic achievement as well. The difference is that a prime purpose of education in America is to educate students to build and perpetuate our democratic system. To do so, they must become aware of democracy and what it means. But we have let down our guard. The state of California requires study of American history and government in grades 5, 8, 11, and 12. In fifth grade, students are to study the development of America up to 1850, with the establishment of the colonies and our founding principles. But history in the fifth grade is not part of the assessment system, so most teachers find little time for it. In eighth grade, the focus is the American Constitution. Until recent years, Fresno Unified students, for example, could not pass eighth grade if they didn't pass a Constitution test. But today, that requirement has been dropped. In reality, not reaching proficiency on the 8th grade or 11th grade assessments in history carries no real ramifications. It doesn't really matter. Recently, I interviewed a number of principals for a Character Education Award. I asked about their school's role in perpetuating democracy. At first, they did not make the connection between their curriculum and American identity, American values, or democracy. However, most quickly understood, but concurred that the connection is simply not made explicit in education today. As a result of such oversight, many potentially good student experiences and rituals are overlooked that could enhance understanding of both character and citizenship. For example, at one school site I visited, the daily duty of raising and lowering the American flag was the custodian's. Students were not involved. Overlooking even small rituals like these is a missed opportunity for meaningful transmission. As citizens of the United States, we are right to be concerned about the education of the next generation. We want our children to be academically proficient. But economic strength is only a partial purpose of our schools. America must continue to set a standard of openness and freedom, of respect for equal justice under the law, and for civil discourse. Those, above all, are the purposes of our publicly funded system of instruction. We should not lose sight of them as we once again rethink the goals of public education. For The Moral Is, this is Jacques Benninga.